Here we are at Cambie's Lebanese restaurant, and we have Havel. Would you mind introducing yourself?
I'm Havel. I work at Cambie's, and I do help like bits everywhere, like cooking or do paperwork and serving downstairs with the guys, with waitresses and waiters.
How long have you been working here?
It's been 3.5 years now. We opened 2011. Yeah, pretty much 3,000.
Did you used to work in somewhere like this before?
No, actually, it was my first experience working in restaurants. It was my friend's idea to open his restaurants, and because I was his closest friend, he said, you need to be next to me for the paperwork. My English was a bit better at that time, you know, because with the reading and writing emails, invoices. So I never expected myself to work in such, but I enjoy it nowadays. To be honest, I enjoy working in the kitchen more or downstairs. Doing papers and invoices is a bit boring than doing like pastry in the kitchen or serving customers downstairs.
So when your friend Sadiq started the restaurant, did he have a clear plan of the kind of food he wanted to sell here?
Yeah, he already had an idea of what food to serve, because Lebanese food has recently become very popular within English culture here, or like any other culture. It's on rise, for Lebanese food, because it's got lots of vegetarian dishes, so it can satisfy all tasters and all variety of people.
And that's a big thing in Brighton, I guess, vegetarian, a lot of vegetarians here.
And vegans as well. We've got lots of dishes which doesn't require any meat, animal products at all. So it is a successful idea.
But of course, it's not just a vegetarian restaurant as well. You specialise in lamb dishes and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, we've got big chunky dishes for meat eaters as well. We make it on a daily basis. So we receive delivery from London, fresh lamb. We don't freeze it, and whatever left we have to throw it away. That's why it's a bit costly, but it has to be like this to keep the customer satisfied and keep the good taste. So we've got all kind of grills. We've got mixed grills, like chicken, between chicken fillets and lamb, mince or chunky ones.
And since you've been working here, has he changed the menu at all?
We have introduced a few dishes, like, because there are lots of a big Iranian community here as well, so there was demand on Iranian dishes. We introduced few Iranian dishes, like one is called sultani, which is prime lamb neck from the backside, actually not neck, sorry, the backside of the lamb. You make it flat. It's a bit hard to make it as well, but it's good and tasty. So we introduced a few other Iranian dishes.
And do you have an input into the menu as well, presumably? Have you suggested any changes?
To be honest, I haven't. No, I haven't suggested any, but I help.
And you said that you didn't plan in advance when you came to England that you were going to be working in a restaurant or anything. So what job did you used to do, or what did you train to do?
I am qualified dental technician. When I first came here, I couldn't get this job. I wanted always to get work because it was my passion. Especially it's something to do with art, as I'm a musician. Making like tooth, it was kind of art for me, like carving or making models out of wax or metals, alloys. It was interesting and enjoyable for me to work, as I worked like for a few years in Syria. Finding a job in that field was very hard for me, so I had to be qualified, have an English qualification, which I went for a year nearly. And I worked in a dental laboratory in Hayward's Heath for nearly 8 months. But the pay was poor, and I had to travel every day from here to there. That was 8 years ago, and I was struggling, to be honest. I was getting paid minimum wages, and there was transport to pay. I would have stayed there, but I was offered another job, being in bilingual assistant in schools, because there were some school kids who come from Arabic or Kurdish backgrounds, so I had to work with them. It was better for me. It was local. They paid my transport, and they paid double what I was getting there. That's why I changed to this bilingual assistant.
You from a Kurdish background yourself. Is there many of the people working in this restaurant seem to be Kurdish? Is that right?
We have two Kurdish guys working here, and Arabic, and we've got Iranian as well. So we don't mind actually what nationalities to choose, because the chef has to be Lebanese. He is Syrian, but he's specialized in Lebanese food. This is most important because he controls all the dishes and recipes. Mm.
And sometimes you're working in the front of the house as well, then with the customers that come in. But you get different I've observed it here anyway, maybe I'm wrong, that there seems to be a different group of people that come during the day and a different group of people come during the evening. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so